Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
8:48, 12 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly to Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish. Coop, we were on with you yesterday when you first reported that a tornado had touched down. How you doing this morning? How's everything in St. Tammany Parish?
Well, we're in a cleanup mode and responding to our citizens' needs, particularly in the East St. Tammany Parish area.
The Mayor Slidell saying it's most damaged since Katrina. You'd agree?
Yes, the areas that I saw yesterday, I made two trips to Slidell two different times, and there were trees, laying over local roadways and highways, utility poles twisted, building damage, homes, commercial buildings, apartment buildings, churches. It was really catastrophic and widespread in that area. I would compare it to Katrina or even Hurricane Ida, which was more recently. But we're responding, the city, the parish, the state, our sheriff's office, fire and emergency personnel are all hands on deck, and we've been working together to address the needs of our citizens.
Thank God nobody was hurt. What do you know of injuries and people that are now homeless, Mike? They lost their houses. Where are they staying? You got shelters open. What's the situation with that? I know you declared a parish-wide state of emergency, right?
Yes, we did declare an emergency declaration yesterday that allows us to mobilize our debris pickup contractor and more. We do have a shelter available at Creekside Junior High School in the Pearl River area. That is manned by the Red Cross, American Red Cross, as well as members of my staff. It's set up in advance to know where we're going to take people or where people can go. They had 8 to 10 people yesterday and overnight, and it is still available for those who may wake up and determine that they're not in a place where they can stay overnight or where they can stay. So we do have a place at Creekside Junior High School that, along with the Church of the King faith-based group, they're going to be providing a hot lunch and dinner tonight for those in the shelter, as well as for those who live in the area that may need food and water during this time. So, those that are homeless or those that cannot stay, we do have a shelter for that.
And how long does that stay open, Mike, or do non-governmental organizations get involved, like you mentioned the faith-based group, to find some kind of temporary housing for these folks? Or I don't know how temporary it's going to be, maybe permanent, because it was an apartment complex, right?
Certainly. This will be open. The Creekside Junior High School facility will be open as long as needed, but other means may be available to those who have more of a long-term situation, and that would come in the form of vouchers or to something that where they can rent something else or even stay in hotels. So that will be available to them. I don't have all the details, but that will certainly be available to them, and we're working out means that can be provided to those who are in that critical situation.
What does the parish need, Mike? Is there anything any surrounding municipalities can do, or people if they want to volunteer or what?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Actually, everybody has been reaching out to us. Other parish presidents have reached out to me. Other mayors have reached out to Mayor Cromer and Slidell. We accept any kind of help, but I think the biggest help is volunteers or people that can help, help move debris out of people's yards. They can move the debris to the curb on parish roads and highways and neighborhoods. If with this beautiful weather coming up, I know that people are going to be wanting to move their green debris, and if it's construction debris or debris from your home or dwelling, that could be moved curbside, but it must be separated. And so people can help in many ways, helping people on their private properties to restore their yards and move debris to the front. So there are many needs, and more information would be forthcoming as more help is needed.
Yeah, you're less than 24 hours from the event happening. As far as pickup, plans for that yet, or just what do people need to know, Mike? Just separate what, the green stuff from the other stuff?
Yeah, the green stuff from construction debris, shingles, 2x4s, and such. It should be in two stacks on the curb. As soon as possible. We're mobilizing our debris pickups now, signing contracts and such. We already had them on standby, so that will resume as quick as possible. But it doesn't stop our citizens from cleaning their yards and moving it to the curb. I do want to mention too that we've got the city has mobilized and stood up Fritchie Park in the Fritchie Park Gym, where supplies, tarps, water, and such will be available to those who are in need of those types of supplies. So they're open today, and further information on how long that will be going on. But please stay tuned to all the news on how our citizens can help and what services we're providing. We know our citizens need us now, and we're here to respond.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your time. God bless y'all. Mike Cooper, President, St. Tammany Parish, 854, 6 till 9. Jason Williams is going to spend an hour with us talking about artificial intelligence and using artificial intelligence to curb crime and help with prosecutions, 855, 5 till 9. Traffic now, WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.